Good afternoon. The steady rain that moved into southern parts of New York and New England during the overnight period and lasted through most of the morning hours is now departing east of New England. Still, we have a fair amount of showers left across the Hudson Valley, eastward across southern New England, and it'll take a little longer this afternoon for these to clear out. A wave of low pressure was responsible for these showers during the last 12 to 24 hours. And as this tracks south and east of Long Island and south of Cape Cod, we'll have a drying trend across the entire region as we get deeper into the afternoon. With breaks of sunshine, temperatures should climb through the 60s and into the lower to mid 70s. Still, some upper-level energy is left over behind this system, and as a result, we can't rule out a couple of scattered pop-up showers here and there for the remainder of the day. This will last into the evening, but after sunset, they will diminish as well, and we'll have dry weather overnight with high pressure building in as temperatures drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. As we get into the day tomorrow, mostly dry with in-and-out sunshine across the region. Still, a little bit of energy left around, so it does look like there's a chance at a few scattered showers, mainly across the higher terrain in New York, especially the Adirondacks, across into the Green Mountains of Vermont. Temperatures tomorrow will average in the middle 70s. The weekend looks fantastic. High pressure building in both at the surface and aloft will allow for plenty of sunshine on Saturday afternoon. We'll look for temperatures to top out in the lower 80s. On Sunday, even warmer in the mid-80s with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. By the time we reach the early stages of next week, the next storm system will head our way with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday, lingering showers on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, partly sunny skies with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the central and southern high plains to the Tennessee Valley. Robust diurnal heating is occurring, with surface temperatures warming through the 90s up to 105 degrees in the southern plains. This will yield pronounced differential heating along an existing frontal boundary. Modest low-level ascent will force early evening thunderstorm development across parts of northern Oklahoma to southern Kansas. While this is occurring, large boundary and strong effective shear will favor initial supercells with large hail, damaging winds, and a couple of tornadoes. And isolated to widely scattered storms will likely develop during the late afternoon and early evening within a continued low-level upslope flow regime over eastern Colorado. A belt of moderate to strong mid-level westerlies will support supercells with the risk of large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps even a tornado. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Kamolt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, scattered showers with highs in the lower 70s, mostly cloudy in Boston with showers and highs in the lower to mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature average in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53, the record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 39, in 1990. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny skies with a scattered shower possible this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, scattered showers through the rest of the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and scattered showers left over, then some breaks of sunshine toward late afternoon with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, still a few scattered showers around, with more sunshine later this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a mountain shower possible in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday into the mid-80s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and for Tuesday, middle to upper 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.